Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau. And I'm so pleased to be joined by director Xavier Legrand, who presented his amazing film, Custody, probably one of the best films I've seen all year. And it's a great pleasure. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the first question is kind of the obligatory one. Would you mind telling our listeners just a little bit about your film and about the story of your film?
Alors, le film est un film sur un divorce.
The movie is the story of a divorce that goes wrong. It's a movie that we can perceive as social, but it's more politic and then a thriller.
Why tell the story?
L'origine de cette histoire n'est pas du tout personnelle et n'est pas du
The origin of that movie is not personal, someone that I know. It's a constatation of society and the couples in violence in between couples. In France, a woman is dying every 2 days and a half.
So this was a situation that you wanted to represent in your film and that you deeply cared about.
Oui, c'est aussi montrer comment l'horreur est dans la vie.
Yes, and it's a movie that I wanted to show the presence of horror in between couples and that affect kids as well, and the kids' issue in between that kind of conflict situation. It's a subject that show how crystallize the relationship in between husband and wife when it goes wrong, the dominance of the men against the woman,
the dominance of the patriarchal society in general. So really, the brutal nature of the patriarchal society.
Oui.
Because in fact, your protagonist, he is absolutely always. Feels like he's entitled to behave in the way he behaves.
Oui, oui, parce que ce genre de personnes, en fait, sont dans le déni de leur propre violence.
It's talking about men that refuse to acknowledge how violent they can be and have. They consider themselves that to have the right to ask what they want and to get what they want in the end. He's actually ending using his right, the custody of the kids, in order to keep controlling the situation. But using the kids' custody is a good way to get what he wants.
So, in order to represent this very serious situation in your film, the style that you use is very naturalistic.
Oui, là, j'ai voulu utiliser la réalité.
Yes, he wanted to use reality, even if it's an awful reality, but to show in the best way without using music. The music of the film is more the noise, the day-to-day noise that you can hear, that would be put a little bit more accurate, like in a car, the seatbelt, alarm seatbelt, or the warning. that's what he's using, actually, to give the rhythm and.
By being suspenseful, the thriller, by being suspenseful, it becomes effective in communicating the horrors of the patriarchal society.
Oui, c'est-à-dire que le film est construit.
When I personally watch a movie, I'm also working, and that's what I tried. Always thinking, putting the spectator in an active position.
Interesting. You're also interested in keeping the audience hooked to the film.
Fear is a universal feeling.
Yes, that's right.
It's like when you watch a comedy, you laugh.
Yeah.
When you watch a thriller, you feel that fear. Mm-hmm. We felt that fear in that screening room, I have to say, because. And so, as a final question, and it has to be the last question, you spoke about control before, but that's what I feel looking back. There's so much that you're really under control of everything. The little sounds, the shots, the editing, that's great. It's your first feature. How were you able to keep that control?
En questionnant en partant des situations et en étant le plus fidèle.
Yes, he was trying to be as close as possible as reality. I didn't want to control the mise en scène. Just let the scene talk to him and act on this.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us. It was a great pleasure. I think this is one of the best films of the year, and it's just very powerful. And I thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.